Once more, a recap of our main story, the bomb blasts in London. Officials say that at least 33 people have died. Many more are wounded in a coordinated series of bombings at the start of the workday in London. Three explosions in the city's underground subway system. Another tore open a double-decker bus. This on the day that the leaders of the world's major industrialized nations are meeting a few hundred miles north in Scotland. The bombings occurred during the morning rush hour in London. They targeted the city's transportation system. Earlier, we heard a harrowing eyewitness account. Here is more of that description. We don't know the identity of this man who was on a subway train this morning, but here is what he saw.
Smoke immediately billowed into the carriage. It filled it. People started getting very agitated. There was no communication from any drivers. Everyone was in pitch black. Then the emergency lights came on, and more smoke started coming into the carriage. And we were there for something like 20 to 30 minutes, during which the smoke intensified, the screaming intensified, the hysteria, and that's what it was, became almost pandemonium. And then eventually somebody said that someone at the back of the carriage, because I was on the second to the back carriage, that had managed to force the door open, but they wouldn't get out because they thought they were going to be electrocuted by the live train lines. Then the smoke was coming down the tunnel, so nobody would go out at that exit. No one would go out of the other exit because, as I understand it, there's a bomb in the middle of the carriage. So we were all trapped like sardines waiting to die, and I honestly thought my time was up. But as did everyone else. And finally, after about 30 minutes or so, people started to leave the carriage, and to the credit, in a very controlled manner. But as I exited, I saw people's belongings scattered all over the place. People were physically injured. The carriage's windows were all smashed. There were no emergency people on hand to escort anyone off the train, save for two officers who had arrived 30 minutes or so.
That is a witness to the London bombings this morning. We don't know his name. He was a passenger on the London subway where three trains were bombed today. A fourth bomb exploded on a bus in London. A group calling itself the Secret Organization of Al-Qaeda in Europe took responsibility for the attack. Police officials in London say they will not speculate on who is behind the bombings. They say no warnings were issued. There was no intelligence indicating that an attack was imminent. Cities across the world stepped up security. The U.S. raised the terror alert for trains and buses. In New York, officials asked subway commuters to be vigilant and report suspicious behavior. Police in Atlanta patrolled computer lines with dogs. Here in Los Angeles, police worked overtime watching buses and trains. NPR News will bring you more on the London bombings and the reaction to them later today on our afternoon program, All Things Considered.